We are joined by Attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambronin. And as I just said to Jeff, I was a few minutes late getting to him because, well, I'm going to add a pet peeve. The first segment was about the Vikings preseason game and my pet peeves. And I recorded the pet peeve part Sunday. That was done. But this morning, I've got another big pet peeve to add. I have three sons. The youngest is 16, and he decided he's going to take care of the fur on his face by taking my razor, and I'm looking all over for it. Then it hit me. He must have it. And he took my last razor blade, took the other one out. I don't know where he put it. So he decided he was going to get his peach fuzz out of the way. So I'm late because I have a kid who needs a razor and didn't say, hey, can I get a razor blade? Or he has his own money. Go buy one. So that's another pet peeve. Kids who steal my razor blades. Yeah.
I think that's legally actionable, Bob.
Well, there's going to be some action, let me tell you. Because I'm like, where is it? Where is it? And then I realize, oh, wait a minute. At least this time he didn't deny it. I think he's denied it in the past. I didn't take it. Yeah, okay. Anyway. All right. Now, let me get your impressions on the Viking game. Yesterday, the preseason game, Kevin O'Connell's debut, and obviously, as we all know, no Kirk Cousins because he's got COVID. So Sean Mannion is very problematic. He was horrible with the first team offensive line, a little better with the second team. And Kellen Mond, I mean, he did throw a couple of touchdown passes to Albert Wilson. However, he cannot find open receivers all, you know, he has a struggle with that. Guys wide open in the end zone, and he couldn't get the ball to them because he didn't see them. They have a major problem at backup quarterback. I think he could be a fine third string or practice squad quarterback, but he is not ready to play regular NFL games. And Sean Mannion, I don't understand the fascination with this guy. Basically, two regimes have had him as the backup, and they could wind up replacing him, but how did they not know that they didn't have a bona fide backup quarterback when this new regime took over?
Well, I think part of it is because the previous coach particularly didn't care. He was all about the defense. Zimmer was all about the defensive side of the ball, and I think that the positive, first of all, is preseason. It's for evaluating talent. It's not, you know, and Mond, we all know, you know, that Zimmer didn't like Spielman picking Kellen Mond. He wanted a defensive guy. He didn't want him. There was the game where I think the reporter asked, do you want to see some more of Kellen Mond?
He said no.
He said no. You can't discount that his development was maybe stifled under the previous regime. So I think having a new offensive-minded coach will ultimately help him. I'm more concerned with Mannion as the veteran, as the backup. I think they're going to have to look to free agents that might be veteran free agents that might be available, or maybe swing a trade for a backup. I don't think Mannion. I think you're right, Bob. I think Mond is probably the third string. He'll get some work in practice. He'll get to work with the new coaching staff and get better. But Mannion's a known quantity and is still causing concerns. I think they got to move on from Mannion and find something else.
Well, here's the thing, though, Jeff. To make a trade, it makes no sense because no team is going to trade their second-string quarterback to you. Yeah, they may be happily trade a third string if they have four quarterbacks on the roster. They're better off waiting until the cutdown because they get the same players to choose from, if they trade.
Someone's gonna have a rookie that does well, and they're gonna have a veteran that is on the bubble, and they're gonna let him go. And the Vikings should be watching the waiver wire to pick him up.
Hey, probably the team that has the best quarterback situation is Buffalo, because yes, there'd be a drop off, but Case Keenum can run that offense. I mean, you look around the league; there's not like a great backup anywhere. I mean, Carolina has Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. Now, if Mayfield does indeed start, Darnold is not a great backup. That would be, if you talk about a trade, if you're Carolina and you're concerned there could be a rift by keeping both of them, there could be a problem to fracture your locker room. Then you unload Darnold. But I don't see that happening. So, all right, now, our pal, Brian Miller, will be opening for Al Franken within the next couple of weeks at Acme. But Franken is active not just doing comedy. You were telling me that he's made a big endorsement for a Republican, of all things.
Yeah, I saw his tweet over the weekend that he was endorsing Liz Cheney for the Republican primary for the congressional seat in Wyoming that the election is held tomorrow. So I don't know. Maybe, Bob, that's consistent with his new comedy shtick, because it's not going to, you know, having a Democrat endorse Liz Cheney is not going to help her overcome what is still a 30-point deficit to.
No, there's not enough Democrats in Wyoming to make a difference.
No. And I saw an interview. I read something this weekend. Adam Kinzinger, the other January 6th Republican, was interviewed, and he admitted Trump has won this battle. You know, they've lost. You know, he and Cheney set out to stick it to Trump, and but using this committee, and the committee has yielded nothing. And they've done, and now we've had of the 10 Republicans in the House that voted for impeachment, 4 simply retired, didn't give the voters a chance to weigh in. Another 4 or 5 lost their
primaries.
Sorry, 4 lost their primaries, and I think 1 or 2 remain. There was one in Washington State that survived, and I think there might be one more.
Is Kinzinger he was one of the retirees, right? He's not going to run again, or is he? Or did he try
to? He's retiring because after being all buddy-buddy with the Democrats, the state Democrats in Illinois redistricted a seaway. Took it away.
What a world. You know, and the January 6th didn't work, but they are convinced. And I think we've talked about this. I love reading Rob Reiner's tweets because he has been saying Trump is done for the last 5 or 6 years. And somehow the guy does emerge. And he's not done. I don't know what's going to happen with this. I don't know if none of us know what he had at Mar-a-Lago. It would be very stupid if he did take nuclear secrets with him. But if it winds up going to the Supreme Court, he's probably going to walk.
Well, here's a couple of points about that, Bob. Number one, it's my understanding that the GSA, I think if they call it I forget what the acronym stands for. It's a government agency, right? They packed up the documents that were ultimately shipped to Mar-a-Lago. So it's not like Trump was sitting there
grabbing them himself.
And with Jared and Ivanka shoving documents in bankers' boxes.
All right, good to know.
So another government agency sent them out. They were already in touch with FBI or DOJ about this, putting this special lock on them. They already knew that they were there. They've been cooperating with subpoenas to return what needed to be returned. So there was no reason to do this. The judge, of course, that signed off on the warrant was a lawyer for some of Epstein's employees, you know, who were accused of
Jeffrey
bad things.
Epstein. Yep.
And a big Obama supporter too. So my thing is this: if Joe Biden is running again for president in 2024, and he says he is, I don't see the difference between Trump getting on the phone with the president of Ukraine and trying to withhold money to get this reignite this investigation on Hunter versus Biden's DOJ or Biden's FBI showing up at his presumptive opponent's house on a raid. What? And I think next year with Republicans in charge, I think you're going to have questions about it. And if I will say this, Merrick Garland, the attorney general, is saying that he alone authorized this. If you don't, my opinion is, Biden keeps saying, the Biden administration keeps saying that Biden didn't know about it. If you're going to do a raid on a former president's home and you don't inform the current guy, and, you know, you'd think you'd have to just to, you know, so that you are aware.
Yes, this is ridiculous.
Discuss the potential political fallout.
Of course he knew.
If Merrick Garland, if Biden truly didn't know about this, he should have already asked for Merrick Garland's resignation over this, because
absolutely,
the fallout has been immense. He has taken, you know, I think there was a lot of us Republicans that were willing to, and independents too, that were ready to move on to someone like a Ron DeSantis. Okay. What this move did is it now puts Trump into the position of being a proxy for every American citizen who's been harassed by their government. And that's what he's going to turn on, and that's what he's going to run on. We're not going to hear about 2020 election anymore, or January 6th, or any of that. We're going to be focusing on, and the timing of it is horrible. They authorized 87,000 more IRS agents in this Inflation Reduction Act, and I'm using air quotes when I say that. It's not going to reduce inflation. And days later, they're running a raid, which is supposed to be the measure of last resort for law enforcement on a former president who's likely going to be who likely could be the nominee. That is third world banana republic stuff.
Well, the Democrats have done a bad job of this, because if what I've read is true, over the next 10 years, they'll be phased in. But over the next 10 years or next 5 years, 50,000 IRS agents are retiring. So they did need to replenish. But I haven't heard them pushing that narrative.
I will say this. I will say this. In my practice, particularly with my nonprofit organization practice, and having to deal with the IRS all the time.
They're great folks.
If you really want to make the IRS more efficient, let's start by spending money to give them email accounts. Because right now all you do is mail, fax, phone. You have to call. If you check in the status of something, you have to call them. Hang on the line, go fax them something, and then wait for them to go get it off their fax machine. Get them email accounts.
Well, I just they should do that, but I just want to say I think the IRS, every one of those people, do a bang-up great job. I'm very happy with the work they do. How's that? All right. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, thank you, sir. Take a quick break. The BS Show, be right back. Go IRS. If you have been laid off during the COVID-19 crisis and you have sustained a work injury in the past, you might be entitled to workers' compensation benefits right now. Bialke Law is open to serve you and answer any questions you might have about workers' compensation. Call Dave Bialke at Bialke Law and talk to him about your injury, even if you're off work right now. Dave Bialke will get you the benefits you and your family need within as little as a few days. There is no out-of-pocket cost to you and no in-person visits required. The entire process can be done from the comfort and safety of your home. Even if you're unemployed and receiving unemployment benefits, you could be eligible for workers' comp over and above unemployment. Call Dave Bialke today at 763-571-2410 or look him up at bialkelaw.com, BIALKELaw.com. If you or someone you know has a plumbing, heating, or air conditioning issue, there's only one place to go. Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Bob Sansevier, and Saber Heating is my go-to place for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. And if I have any questions, I just pick up the phone and call, or I go to saberheating.com. Saber has a great offer for you. If another company tells you you need a new air conditioner, you get in touch with Saber, and they will send a technician for free, no cost, and let you know if you actually do, because sometimes other people are wrong. Any issues, whether, again, it's plumbing, heating, or air conditioning, go to saberheating.com, SABRE heating.com, or call 763-473-2267. Also, right now, Saber is offering a terrific deal. You get 10% off a new air conditioner if you mention the BS Show. And that's on top of other great discounts and deals offered by Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Bob Sansevier, host of the BS Show, and I want to tell you about a nonprofit that I'm very heavily involved in. I'm on the board, and I also help create it. One of the missions very important to me is that the Enchanted Hollow Foundation offers scholarships to kids whose families might have a tougher time affording lessons and horse camps, and also it offers scholarships to children and adults with special needs. So if you'd like more information or you'd like to maybe make a donation, go to enchantedhollow.org, and then there's a button at the top for the Enchanted Hollow Foundation. It will provide more information.
Bye.